views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. For those of you that are continuing to listen to us from the last hour, welcome back to all of you. It's great, absolutely great to have you tuning us in and turning us on. For those of you that do not have our call-in number, I'm going to give it to you, 1-800-930-2819. Now, there's a reason I'm doing that, and that's because we have got an incredible show with Dr. Jen Royster joining me here today, internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, energy healer, visionary, and much more. You know, she is someone that has had life discoveries that have taken her on the pathway, whether it be channeling angel messages, whether it be in workshops, her spiritual gifts come to the forefront. What she did the last time she was on the show with me was breathtaking. You know, it was incredible. As you all called in for your readings with her on the show, she did these incredible paintings with the Archangel. It was just unbelievably, massively epic. And so today, she's back with us. We're going to be taking your calls. Not quite sure exactly what's going to show up here because we never do, really. But for those of you out there that want to connect with her, to want to get some insight, want to discover something that perhaps is right on the verge of being discovered, you can take down our phone number, dial us in. We will bring you on as soon as we can, 1-800-930-2819. I know there are a ton of you out there that have been following what we're doing in social media about today's show. Spiritual awakening, when? After the storm. Spiritual awakening after the storm. I love, love, love this topic. And for those of you out there, we're going to make sure you have Dr. Jen's website. Make sure you have information about her incredible, incredible show, radio show. You can go to JenRoyster.com. Dr. Jen, thank you for joining us. Great to have you here. Whoa.
Oh, well, thank you for that intro. And it's great to be back here with you, Dr. Pat. I always enjoy sharing and hanging out with you on your show. It's just such a great vibe over here. And also, it was so fun doing those paintings last time. I mean, I can't wait to do that again. And tweak
my
camera.
I can't wait for you to do it again.
Yeah. I'm working on a lot more of a live video with it, you know, to work that out. So, but it'll be fun.
Actually, I think Jessica has already worked it out, so we could actually do that live. You know, do a show
awesome
like that and actually stream it live. So I think we've already got that worked out. That was
great.
Amazing. Because afterwards, you also put those videos up for people to see as well. So, yeah, that was incredible. It was amazing. It was amazing to be able to see the aftermath of that and watch what you were doing as you were doing the radio show. I mean, it was just beautiful, beautiful to watch. And thank you so much for that.
My pleasure. I mean, it's one of my favorite ways. I really wanted people to see what I was seeing or feeling. So I was trying to bring you with me into that metaphysical sight, you know, so they could see what I was picking up. And the one with the mountain was, I thought, turned out really beautiful, actually. I don't know if you saw that. It was such a pretty little mountain for one of the callers.
It
but
really
all
was.
Of them were great. But I was like, oh, this is really nice.
Yeah, I actually remember that caller because that caller was, we were thinking about Mount Rainier at the time. You know, it was really fascinating to see how that unfolded.
That's right.
You know, I love the work that you do, and I love how you do it. This topic right here is super important. It's super important for me personally, but I know it's important for a lot of people. You know, spiritual awakening after the storm. I think, you know, we should start with a conversation about the storm, mm-hmm. what that means from your point of view. You've had them, and I've had them.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, Dr. Jen, when we're in the middle of it, it's hard to be in that place of knowing that there's mm-hmm. going to be an awakening that follows. Can you talk to the storm for a minute?
Absolutely. The storm is probably where most of the listeners may be right now. the storm, I mean, we feel like we go through one storm after the other, and we may even have some sound effects. I have storms brewing outside here in Virginia Beach, so if you hear that, it's we're not really trying to be dramatic. We just have storms going on. But the storm is, you know, when you're going through the traumatic event, when something traumatic happens, whether it's a devastating loss of someone you loved or a sudden, you know, sudden thing, you know, there's abuse, there's PTSD, and we have so much of that right now with what all of the world's been through with everything, with especially with our military, but not just the United States military, all the countries that have been going through this. And what happens is you think, okay, the storm's over, everything's supposed to be great. That's when you realize you're not who you were before the storm hit. And you're not going to be that person before. And spiritual awakenings can ignite through a traumatic event like that. And you don't know which end is up at one time. I mean, it can affect your emotions. It can affect you physically. It can hit you. I mean, I've been through mine, oh my gosh, which is why I want to share this. And sometimes, I will be honest, Pat, sometimes it's hard for me to talk about this without a tear because I still feel, but I'm at a place where now I can use it for the better and help someone else. I know what it's like to be through that, but that storm is the actual event or the problem that has caused everything in your world to seem upside down. And now what are you going to do? And we usually go into a survival mode there for a bit. You know, you are surviving it, and you seem like you're fine while, and this is the tricky one, you're fine while you're going through it. Then when it's over, that's when you seem to fall apart sometimes. Or you feel like you are, you just don't feel like you've got it together. And that's because the energies inside, your soul is finding a way to break free and help you break free. Because all of us have one in there. And that's what I have learned through the years. And I have had traumatic events all the way back to childhood that have caused mine. And I was awake when they happened, spiritually awake. And then you're having another one inside being awake. So mine was a little interesting, but that's because there's layers to that dimension and that frequency or that, you know, frequency dimensions. It's all in layers, like what you can handle, what you cannot handle. And a lot of times things like this will bust that wide open. It's sometimes called a kundalini in metaphysical world or in spiritual circles. Psychologists have different words for it, but we're all talking about the same thing with this a lot of times. Doesn't matter which way you're looking at it.
No. I mean, this is really kind of an interesting conversation to have because, you know, somebody made a comment to me a couple of weeks ago and said, oh, the economy must be up. And I said, oh, how so? And they said, have you seen the stock market? And I thought to myself, okay, well, that may be an indicator. And then they said, well, you know how I know? Almost every new car on the road is either an SUV, a Lexus, or some new car that's out there. And that's something we haven't seen in our area in over 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, all right, is this, are we over the storm? Is the storm over? And what is it about the perception, quote, that the storm is over? And, you know, this is really the conversation that I'm so thrilled we're going to have today. And it's about, okay, wait a minute. Is there a, quote, storm, like a global storm? Mm-hmm. Or are we really getting a level of awareness of what our own life path is, Dr. Jen? Is that what's going on? What I would love to be able to do is give ourselves the time to go to a break. For those of you that are calling into the show, want to have a live on-air session with Dr. Jen, when we come back from break, we're going to be all about that for you. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Here's a question that we're going to talk about when we come back. What kind of things does the storm present us that without it, we would not otherwise get the lesson? That's a big one, because I think Dr. Jen and I, we might be doing a little bit of crying here ourselves today. Whoa. Let's take a short break, everyone. When we come back, go to the phones. Dr. Jen is going to take it away. We'll be right back.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, THYNE.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Don't you think that it's boring how people talk? Making smart with the words again. Well, I'm bored.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I want to thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. And just to let you know, if you want to find out more about my co-host today, someone that is the host of a fabulous, fabulous show on her own, which we're going to tell you about right now. You can go to her website, Jen, J-E-N-N, Royster, R-O-Y-S-T-E-R.com. Check it out. You're going to be able to find out about everything we're talking about here today, including a fabulous radio show that she does. If you go to the website, you're going to also be able to find out about that the show we did last time when she was with us and what some of the art pieces were that were created from that. Very, very, very cool. You'll be able to follow her at on Twitter at Jen Royster, J-E-N-N, Royster, R-O-Y-S-T-E-R. And lots more information. I mean, certainly for those of you out there that want to tune into the show, you can go ahead and do that as well on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we're talking about the storm, but we're talking about the spiritual awakening. You know, what is the spiritual awakening? What is the storm? And we are taking your calls. For those of you who want to call into the show, Melinda will get right to you. Want to call into the show for an on-air live reading with Dr. Jen today, 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call. Right before we get to the phone, let's talk about the question that I posed about the storm, meaning what is it about a storm that shows up? And some of us, Dr. Jen, we've had many storms. What is it about that storm? What is about it? What level of awareness is it trying to bring to us that we would not have gotten without it?
Okay, that it's a great question, and a lot of people are going through their storms, and everybody has different types. But for example, say you've gone through something like Katrina, that storm where you lost everything. That particular experience can help you with material things if you have an attachment to that. You know, some people don't, you know, realize, oh, it's just stuff until after they go through something like that. Now, I'm not saying it wasn't traumatic. It was absolutely traumatic, and there was lives lost. People lost people they loved, but they also lost their homes. That was a big one. You can learn. It takes you to a place where there's more to you than you knew was there. You have these levels of awareness that start to open up. And it wakes up. Your soul will start to drive this thing. And you'll get to the point where you're just kind of holding your hands up like, oh, well. And that's at a point where you can make some huge transformation. Because the fear starts to get to a point where you just let go of it. And it just you just let it go or you fall and you go right into it, so to speak. For me, when I personally went through something tough, I was saying earlier on the break, mine was very similar to what Eckhart Tolle has mentioned where, you know, he was just at that point where he just wanted to die physically. Yeah. And at yeah. one point I felt like that, and I won't go into all the details. That'll take too long. But, you know, you just get to that point, well, will this ever change? And you feel like you're in this entrapment. Well, your ego or your outer self, our physical self, feels like that. But the soul knows that you're never, ever trapped. And when you get to that brink where you've run out of ideas because the ego can't figure it out, you just go, you know what? I'm done. And it's at that point that you have a huge choice. And it was that point. Some people call it rock bottom. Some people call it the dark night of the soul, whatever you want to call it. Sometimes it takes that catalyst, and then you realize, when your soul's driving or your higher self is driving, you don't have to be stuck. You're not trapped. It will find a way. It will find a way out. That was the huge turning point for me because it took away, and this is the biggest thing it does, it takes away all that fear that holds you from making a choice and moving forward and changing your life. Like people that get fired from a job where they've been wanting to leave that job for 5 years. Finally, they get fired. So it kind of throws them over the edge. And then they realize, oh, my gosh, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. That's the types of things that a storm can present you because it shows you just walk right through that fear. Just it takes the fear away. It kind of puts you there without waiting on you, so to speak, to make the choice. And then you're in it. Okay, now I've got to do something. I'm in it now. instead of avoiding going there. So, yeah, you find out how strong you are, how much things matter to you or don't, and it helps you grow to a depth, and you actually take this soul level of ascension where your life changes. The things that were so important, you realize that's not what life's about. That doesn't matter, but this does. Those are the gifts in it. Those are the gifts in it. And I have felt several. I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, that's what life is about when you hear. But when you get to that point where you're just not afraid, when you get to that point where instead of being stressed about it, avoiding it, feeling anxiety or, you know, the fear, and you just go, you know what? What's the worst that can happen is I'm just not going to, you know, and this sounds a bit heavy, but it's like, oh, well, the worst that can happen is for people like going through a bankruptcy or something like that or a foreclosure of their home. Worst that can happen is they lose the home. You get to that point where you're just not afraid of it anymore. I know that people that are listening understand what I'm saying. If you haven't been through some of the examples I'm talking about, don't worry about that. That's not yours to go through. We all have different ones. But you get to that point where, oh, well, it's gone, it's gone. You kind of get that way. And that's a way to say it in a nonchalant way, but it's more than that. You become that fearless part of you that where the soul is coming out, and it's going to drive for a little while and carry you through it. And if you allow it to stay in control, like let it run the show, it can show you things you never knew you could do, never knew you had in you, and it can wake it up. And the spiritual awakening is part of that, because now you've got your intuition waking up. You've got these gifts coming forward, and all of a sudden you're connecting, or you're just knowing things you never knew before, things like that. The body, the soul, will start to shift into an ascension, and now the body is going to catch up with that because your cells are going to catch up to the frequency you're at now. So usually there's a little bit of physical adjustment to go through with that.
Wow. You know,
I just said really... a lot, sorry.
Well, I'm saying wow because, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, there are people that are looking at their lives and, you know, they're not asking what's the worst thing that could happen to me here. And when the reality is that, some people say what goes up must go down. I say what goes down must come up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is the spiritual descent that we take.
It actually comes up stronger.
Yeah, exactly. Mr. Benny, I know we have a caller. Let's go to the phones if we could.
We'd love to do that. Let's take Melinda, and she's calling in from Carlisle, Pennsylvania. So, Melinda, welcome to the show.
Melinda, welcome.
Hi, thank you for taking the call.
Hi,
How
Melinda.
Can we help you today? I'm definitely in the middle of a storm. My storm started when my son died last year. And it just feels like nothing's normal anymore. My brain doesn't feel like it works the same. Like you said, what matters has definitely changed. Thought process has changed. Everything's changed. And I'm trying to awaken, I guess, but not really sure how, and was just wondering what's ahead for me.
Okay. And it just happened last year? Is that what you said? He passed away last year?
Yes.
Okay. It's only been, that hasn't been very long for you. And I do want to say I send a lot of compassion to your heart because I know you're feeling that. You're feeling the physical separation from him. One of the things that helps me personally when I have a loss like that, a lot of the clients I've worked with also, is to realize that and to ask for this connection. A soul never dies. Okay, a soul never dies, just the physical does. So you actually don't have to feel like you've lost the connection to him. You have physically, I understand that it was a physical thing, but it's the transition that the relationship is a different type of relationship now versus the way it was before. That helped me when I lost both my parents. It's helped me with a lot of loss that I've had in my life. And I don't expect everybody to be able to feel it or connect like I'm talking about. If you don't, that's fine, but they are definitely there. The other biggest thing that is huge, well, he wasn't very old, was he?
20.
Yeah, he feels like, I felt like a teen. It felt like a teen year. When they are that young, there's something called the soul contract that, in metaphysical terms, they actually signed on for a shorter term. Because, and a lot of them, they go back and they're actually helping with things that are, they're helping other youths that are here with what they were going through, if that makes any sense to you, without going into the details. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I think that you need to hear that and know that. And the other thing that I'm feeling is that he's around, it's not like they're earthbound, but he is crossed over, and he is thriving and doing an incredible, what we would call an outreach to help others that were in the same situation is what I'm getting. And mm-hmm. And I've seen that where they're much younger, and they, because we always wonder why so young? It was part of, he never intended to actually stay here the whole time. He chose you to be his mom. And part of this catalyst for you is to know that the relationship has shifted to something different, and it's not about having a physical relationship anymore. So as time passes and as your heart is healing, you're looking to know that their happiness comes from us living our life happy. Your son thrives seeing you live your life to the fullest here. And a lot of people don't realize that they're receiving a lot of love and happiness on the other side when we are living our life here. I didn't realize that for a while. And when I did, it made a big difference. And knowing that the people that I love were over there doing great things and supporting us from over there. Now, for you,
it makes sense. It's just hard to do it.
Yes, it is. And I'm not denying that, because I totally get that. It is hard to do. But what I'm recommending to you, and what I'm feeling from him, because I just feel that he was like a teen. So 20, yeah, that's pretty close. He wants you to thrive and ask for little signs that he's around, because he'll do it. He'll let you know that he's there. When you think of him and you do that, they will let you know somehow, some way. They'll let you know that they're around and that they love you. And you don't have to feel disconnected. You don't have to feel lost. The physical is what's feeling the loss, not the spirit. The soul knows that there has not been a loss. So...
Mm-hmm.
Now you've only been a year, so cut yourself some slack on that. It can take a few years with a loss like that, especially a child. That's a big one. So don't expect to be perfect at this, but you're going to be giving your son a lot of happiness. So look at it that way, because moms, and that's how parents think, is like, what can we do for our children? What they want is for you to find things that you love here, find things that you've always wanted to do, find things that are for you. And for some of us that were raised in old school thinking, it feels selfish at times. You need to go there just a bit. It's probably going to feel that way at first, but and to also just, you know, talk to them. You can talk to them even though you don't see them or hear them or anything. And you'd be surprised how that connection can start to develop, because they want you to know they're great, and they're happy when you're happy too. They're not unhappy when you're unhappy, but they love to see you enjoying your life. So, wow. Have you gone through a lot of depression?
I would have to say yes.
Yeah. Well, that would be understandable. I mean, it is. I mean, you know, depression is actually part of a normal part of our adjustment to, you know, when it's extreme, yeah, we've got to watch that. But look at, you have a completely different outlook on the value of life, obviously, from something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. You have a life, too, that has value. Don't ignore the value of your own life, because he does not want you to do that.
Wow. Hmm. Dr. Chen, why don't we do this? Why don't we go to a short break, and you can continue the conversation during the break with our fabulous listener and kind of finish up there. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the show. Dr. Jen Royster, my co-host today. We'll be right back.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions, so ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. My co-host today, joining me, Dr. Jen Royster. It is so amazing to have her on the show. And what a powerful, powerful show this is. And my heart goes out to, you know, our callers that are calling in at this place where, you know, the storm comes and we don't know what to do. Dr. Jen, tell people a little bit more about how they can connect with you directly. And I want to just tell everyone the phone lines are open. 1-800-930-2819 if you want to join us on air and get some help from Dr. Jen. Tell folks a bit about how they can find about your radio show, when it's on, and about how they can schedule personal time with you directly.
Okay. My show is every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific or 11 a.m. Eastern if you're on the East Coast, right there on Transformation Talk Radio. You should be able to find me in the show page listings under Thursdays. I also list all of the shows on my website at jenroyster.com, and it's JenRoyster.com. We, around here, we say R in front of oyster because I live right here above Chesapeake Bay. And, so it's oyster with an R. At the website, we have online booking for the private session appointments and counseling. I do them by phone or Skype. So you just can go right into services and you can pick and select different lengths of time and what you want to do. We do a lot of things, whether it's counseling for spiritual crisis. I also am mentoring other people that are in the healing or the light worker field. We do the intuitive paintings as a private session as well. So we have a lot of different variety there on the website, and it's right under services. So we book that way online, and then we record it. You have a copy of it, and a lot of stuff comes out with those types. We even do the email read for the people that are on other time zones or on the other side of the world where it might be difficult to catch up with a good time. But we have a little bit of everything for everybody over there. And we have free meditations and a free video class on how to connect with your own spirit guides when you sign up for the newsletter. So go over and check the website out.
Awesome. And today we have a very, very important topic, you know, something that many of us have been through. We know what it's like to be through, you know, to go through the storm and to go through it many different times in our lives, you know, which I think is fascinating because, you know, as we go through them, Dr. Jen, you know, there's part of our lives that we think we're never going to get out of them. And as I look back on my life, you know, I think about the moments that I was there and in that time and how painful it was and how I know that I've come out at the other side, whether it's the loss of someone from this physical plane or the loss of someone that hasn't left the physical plane or maybe something that happens in our bodies, maybe a business endeavor, maybe a job loss. You know, maybe something unexpected that goes on, personality conflicts, whatever that is. You know, the storm, from your point of view, is a master teacher, and I'd love for you to talk more about that.
Absolutely. It can be a master teacher when you allow it to do that and you choose that option. That's a really important point that I want to make. We can choose for it to keep us in a devastation and, you know, all the everything what's wrong, because now you're focusing on the actual event itself. It is the catalyst. It has done that to, you know, now it's got your attention because, wow, everything just changed up. A lot of these storms happen because it was something we needed to choose earlier, but maybe we didn't. So look at that. That's one evaluation, not all of them. It's another one. But when we are looking at the storm and now we're focusing on everything that's wrong, we're not looking for the lesson in the storm. So you want to look, and this is the positive choice you can take. And now you've taken something. This is how you make the lemonade out of the lemons, okay? This is how you take this and you become better, stronger. You rise back up out of the ashes, stronger than you were before you went down. And it will reroute you. Don't be afraid of the new journey. Don't be afraid of the relocation. Don't be afraid that it's taking you down a completely different path. Because there's things that we discover on a new unknown territory that we would have never known we were capable of doing. We would never know we could do that. I didn't know I could paint like that, to be quite honest. I didn't know that about painting. And my painting was part of my trauma and my healing. Yeah, it was. Because when I was going through some tough things, you know, and I was doing those intuitive paintings, you know, I'm just kind of going there and scribbling around, right? And then I look for the message inside.
Right.
It was a lot of scary stuff coming out at me. Lots of scary stuff.
Right.
So I almost was afraid of it for a little bit, and I pulled away. And then as I was healing and as I was going through things and releasing and letting it go and allowing it to just show me, and I explored a little bit more, went to the edge and checked it out a little bit more, the intuitive painting started to change. It's very similar to the dreams will shift as well. It's like dreams.
Well, and you know, yeah, and part of this, too, is, you know, allowing ourselves to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we do this? We've got a caller waiting to speak with you. Mr. Benny, who do we have?
Let's bring on Kathy, calling in from Everett. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good only in the last 3 weeks. So I'm coming out of the ashes. Loss of my son in the last 2 years, not physical, but he is lost. And not part of my life right now, which has been like a loss. And then in the meantime, I lost my father in November. So, but I think I'm coming out of the ashes.
Mm.
And I think my dad is helping me.
Yes. Oh, that's what I'm feeling. I've got this huge surge going through me, a lot of energy. Whoa. Was your dad an affectionate guy? Was he affectionate? I mean, you know, huggy?
Oh, he was a very kind. He held a lot in, and during this process, I had gone to him for help, and he couldn't help me. He gives to everybody. He doesn't choose one over the other. He helps everybody. And
yeah,
at the time, I didn't really understand that. But now he's helped me so much that he's not here. But I so feel him. And I stuck it in on Father's Day.
Yeah, he's around. He knows, and he's very well aware of everything that's going on. And I'm picking up a really strong message of he wants you to know that he's also checking in on the son, even though you don't have contact with him right now. I'm feeling that the son has some things to go through in his personal journey. He's got some issues to work out. Is that making sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And your son is an adult.
Yes,
he's an adult. Okay, that's making sense to me. Dad's checking in on him. And
thank you.
And then I get this little mischievous grin-looking vibe that he's kind of yanking his chain here and there to get him. He's kind of working it.
Oh, that would be so my father's way.
Okay, Okay, that's your validation that is your father coming through to you, okay? And he is around, but he's checking in on that son. And he's like, just let it go. Don't worry. You know, he wants you to let go. Here's the weird oxymoron a little bit with this one. You have to let go for it to come back. You know,
I did this 3 weeks ago. I mean, truly, just 3 weeks ago, I just let go.
Okay, that's why you feel like it's starting to come up then. That's making sense. Okay, good. But Dad wanted you to know he's checking in on him, and he's going through his skint knee stuff, and these are lessons that his soul needs. And it's not making a lot of sense, or maybe it is to you, I don't know, because it sounds like you did let go. But sometimes we have to get out of the way so spirit can work with an individual journey. And we don't mean to get in the way. We just, it's hard to explain. It's not like you were doing anything intentionally.
I'm finally doing that. I'm kind of getting out of the way. I'm finally.
Well, you're going to see
things are happening.
Yeah, it's going to shift now. It's going to start to work, but he needs, he's in a work, he's a work in progress over there on his own journey, but he's okay.
Yep.
And Dad is checking in on him, and he wants you to know that. He's also checking in on you.
Is he at peace? Is he at peace? Is he at peace?
Which one?
My
Your
dad?
Father? Oh, he, absolutely.
Oh,
yes,
good.
Absolutely.
He suffered
yes.
so horrifically with psoriasis all his life, a week that I can remember, painful to unbelievable. And we still wanted peace at the end for him, and it was kind of sudden that he passed, and because he suffered
right.
from cancer, but he did his first chemo treatment and then passed away a week later. And so we didn't really think it would happen quite so soon. And
right.
so it was, although I it's so helpful to know he's at peace too. Because
he's very at peace. He's very at peace, and he's got a very healthy body. I mean, you don't have
really?
All that over there.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, no, they're not. They're actually like they're young and vibrant, like they're like 25, 30 years old, like, you know, prime of life, you know. They live lives over there. They're great. A lot of times they want us to do that here because they don't want us fretting about that because they're great. It's actually better. They've got it good over there. They really do. They don't have the same negativity, quite the same with the issues that we have here that we're dealing with. This is a school here.
Right.
This is very much a school here. So the goal with any spiritual awakening challenge storm is look for the lesson. As soon as you start seeing that there's a challenge coming in or there's something going on, it's like, okay, what is it that I need to learn here? Or if a storm comes around again, you know, the do-overs, I call those the do-overs. Okay, I needed to learn a little bit more. And if you take that approach, you will sail right through that storm, come out on the other side, everything intact and some, and be stronger and better and happier.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Oh, lovely day to you. And I have a smile. Thank you. Thank you.
That's great.
Aww. Smile, yay!
Yeah,
no,
that is fabulous.
Oh, she warmed my heart. Oh my goodness, I felt
amazing.
Dad coming strong. Whoa!
Wow. I know. I mean, this is really wonderful that we're able to reach out and connect. I mean, what fabulous energy! You know, we have actually amazing listeners, so it's always for me just awesome when I get to hear from them. But you know, it really does talk to the issue of today's topic, doesn't it?
It is, because I know that's one of the things I love, you know, with my show as well, is, you know, connecting with them, because, you know, they want to feel that connection with them. And I want them to know that I love them and they're part of my family. So because I feel connection like that. So that's what I want to say out to all of your listeners, because, your listeners too. I mean, everybody that listens to any of us on Transformation Talk Radio, you're part of our family.
Yeah. You know, let's talk about what we can know. I mean, we've gotten some incredible insights today. But as we started out earlier talking about, you know, you've been through the storm. I've been through the storm. We've been through it many times. And actually, had I not gotten through some of the things that were put in front of me, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today. You know, wouldn't be in the world with the kind of joy that I have in my life today. But as you said earlier, when you're in the middle of it, just can't see it. So what is it that we want to share with our listeners? What is the space that we can invite them to hold?
The space when you're going through a storm is you're looking for that lesson, that what can this teach or improve me? So that takes that positive spin on it, but also knowing that tragedy, trauma, these kinds of things that are very hard to deal with when they happen, they can be a channel. to awaken awareness and ascend us on a higher frequency, which is the goal. It opens us up to, you know, if you've never gone through something, sometimes you don't have the capacity to have a compassion for another. Like, you know, obviously, Pat, things that you've gone through, you're going to have a lot more compassion for somebody going through something similar, right?
Right.
Right. You're going to know how to, you're going to be able to help them. You're going to be able to show, okay, this is, you know, and that's exactly what I'm trying to do right now as well. Looking for those things that, I mean, even the depression can teach us something. But I saw with mine that, wow, there's different levels of this. There is, and there's an opposite. There's an opposite. And it reminds me of Lao Tzu. To know beauty is to know ugly, okay? To know, for example, confinement or restriction is to know freedom. Because you're going to know what freedom feels like when you find your way through that. It's the opposite. So what's your challenge? What is it that you're believing in that challenge? Do you feel like there isn't anything else better for you? You feel like that's all you have? You're looking for the opposite of that. And that's what you want to put your focus on. It'll help you find a way out of the storm.
Mm-hmm. What do we know? What can we say that we know about this? Because, you know, from you and our, from each of our personal points of view and our own journey and experience, I think for me, what I've come to know is I've had so many of these storms that have shown up, even as a very young age, you know, being 5 years old and being, you know, not having a home and going from home to home because my mom was sick and my dad was too busy working. And then boarding school where my mom actually died. And, you know, there's just like a whole series of these things. What is it that you've learned from the thing that we call our soul's journey? You know, what have you learned from your own journey through the storm and on the other side? What's your personal message around that?
Oh, my goodness. Now I'm trying to take a deep breath so I don't cry. That's one of them. I've always been highly sensitive, so I have that connection that way. But it's okay to feel. One of the things is it's okay to feel everything. And don't be afraid to feel the tough things in life. Don't be afraid of them. Allow them to pass through. Don't hold them. These are the things I've learned. Another one is you are only restricted and confined in your own prison, even though something on the outside is reflecting that in, like you feel like that person is doing it to you or this or that, you know. And yes, we have things like that physically happen, but when you realize that that's a reflection back, but when you go to the inside and you choose, I am free, I am at whatever. Because I use I am all the time, and whatever I put behind it, that's what I'm going to manifest, let me tell you. So, you know, look at your I ams like that. Like, what are you putting behind that? Because that does matter. It really does. That's the things I've learned. But I am not afraid to walk through the fire, so to speak, anymore. I'm not afraid of the storms anymore. I look for the lessons in them, and they've taken me on an incredible journey, and then I get excited when I feel it or see it or understand it or, you know, okay, I get this. And then it's something else that I can add to what I can help somebody else with when it comes around. And believe me, if you've gone through it, you will be presented. That's something I think everybody would experience. You will be presented with an opportunity to help another. It's a pass it on. You know, pass it forward thing, you know, pay it forward thing. You know, you figured it out and it's helped you, pay it forward to somebody else. And you always seem to have that opportunity to help another with that. I think we're in this radio and doing this with the masses because we've been through quite a few. I know we both have. Woo! I know. Wounded healer kind of thing. Yeah.
We got the thing going on.
I don't feel wounded anymore, though. I feel free.
No, I don't either.
I feel happy. I am not worried about it, you know. And I learn every day. And so when something happens, I learn. I learn from it.
Wow.
I go straight for, okay, what do I need to learn from this? Absolutely.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about your retirement. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted, intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach.
Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Pacman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.